This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Chicago DJ Daniel Dejman is going to join me to discuss his career and the latest projects he's working on. Thanks for joining me, Daniel.
Thank you for having me on here. It's a pleasure.
So tell me, what type of music do you spin?
I spin house and techno, more specific like hard house and techno. I started out with house music, being from Chicago. You know, I gradually, you know, fell in love with techno music, and I just started experimenting with both. I mean, that was at an early age, 14.
How long have you been DJing?
I started at the age of 14. I get, you know, given a couple years of actually, like, practicing and getting the skill down, you know, I would say maybe roughly about 15, 16 years.
Oh, wow, that's a long time. From when you started to now, has house changed?
It has, you know, but I feel it's back to where it, from where it started. You know, it's when I started listening to, I think the first mixtape I ever purchased was DJ Funk mixtape at the local mall, like a music stand. It's changed drastically throughout the years of like the 2000s. And, you know, I think it's, you know, slowly picking up the old school vibe again. And a lot of DJs and producers nowadays are paying homage to, you know, the original creators. And they're, you know, making similar or remixing. And it's good because you're getting the old vibe back on the dance floor.
So what's the difference between house and hard house? Because I don't know, that sounds like one has more bass, but I could be wrong.
No, I think you hit it right on the spot. You know, house music, I guess you can go where it's like a bit slower pace, ranging maybe around 120, 122 BPM. Hard house would be able to, you know, you have a faster pace beat with heavier bass, harder kick drums. So I think that would probably distinguish the two. You know, you have a bit more grooves and just house music, as opposed to, you know, you're getting down and, you know, doing some footwork with some hard house.
Have you traveled a lot as a DJ, or you mostly just stay in Illinois?
When I first started out, I was, you know, building my resume and my name, so I would typically just play around in Chicago. It wasn't until a couple of years ago that I started, you know, actually releasing tunes and building an actual brand for myself, where I built relationships with networking, and it helped me travel to a number of different cities in the states of the U.S. to play, you know, a variety of different gigs.
When it comes to house music, it was created here in Chicago, and techno was created in Detroit. Because you've traveled a lot, have you noticed that other states and other DJs around the country kind of do it differently from the way we do it?
They do. You know, I think a lot of people were influenced by it, and then they started putting their own flavor and take on their creation of, you know, when they were in the studio. So, and I feel that it has changed a bit, but for the good, you know. A lot of subgenres have came about from various different cities and countries due to the fact that there's a lot of creative artists out there, and they'll take, you know, a house beat and throw maybe a techno synth and create something new and fun, you know. I think a lot of influence has come from all around the world, but the majority of it was picked up, obviously, from Detroit and Chicago.
Yeah, and it's crazy because techno started in Detroit, but it's actually flourished in Berlin, so far away from where it started at. And I really love the techno scene over in Berlin, but I have never visited there. So don't get me wrong. I just like watching it on YouTube. But it's amazing how it sounds so different. And it's not a bad difference. It's just, it's different. And I still like it. And I just think it's amazing how people can take something from one area, make it their own, and just continue growing with it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Here in the States, we do a good job of providing a lot of talent and festivals, and we're blessed with that. You know, you don't have to travel to Europe or South America or Asia to hear, you know, good music, which, you know, we do a good job providing it for the people here. But, you know, it's flourished, like you said, in Berlin and, you know, many other parts of the world where know, you feel sometimes that they appreciate it more than we do here. But, you know, I think we have, you know, a lot more other genres of influence here where it's, I don't want to say that's saturated, but, you know, I guess a lot of it is kept underground here, as opposed to, you know, you could probably go to Berlin and maybe hear a techno or house track on the radio station there. Probably won't get to hear that here.
I think we had one in Chicago Energy, and they were taken off years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do we have a radio station right now? I don't think so. I think they do little blocks on, like, the weekend, but that's kind of like the top 50 stuff, right?
Yeah, top 40. I mean, we had Energy. I remember, you know, growing up, we had Q101, the late night on the weekends. They used to have a lot of the residents or the people from the DJs and producers from Chicago. They would do sets from like 10 p.m. to like 4 or 5 a.m. B96, I think, was one of them. They used to have the street mix at night, but they had their residents as well. You know, so I've seen it come and go. You know, you were always hopeful that you would, you know, have like tunes played throughout the day, but in the city of Chicago, I think, you know, more people probably want to listen to, you know, top 40 or hip-hop, R&B, and which is good. I love it all, you know, but, you know, I think now we have dedicated, you know, satellite radio where they have stations who will play only, like, electronic dance music, and which is good, you know?
You're right. There's lack of platforms for DJs to put their stuff out on. I mean, you have internet, but no radio. There's hardly any concerts, especially in the winter. Usually it's only events during the summer and spring. Spring Awakening is the one that comes to mind for me. So how do you promote yourself when you're just starting out?
I think social media is, you know, one of the biggest that any DJ or producer would say would be a way to promote yourself to start nowadays. But, you know, when I started out, I was just making mixtapes and CDs, and, you know, every party at an event I would DJ at, I would bring like a stack of them with me, and, you know, I would just pass them around, as, you know, towards the end of the night or in the beginning, you know, because in the beginning people would just like maybe toss it or forget about it. But that's how I did it in the past. Now you kind of have to do a similar thing, but as far as, instead of making a CD, you're, you know, sending out your links and promos to people, and you're sharing it on your socials, and, you know, you hope that you make something good enough where people will go back and, you know, keep playing it, or, you know, share with their friends. I think that's, I guess, one way to do it nowadays, as opposed to back in the day.
Handing out CDs. Now that's a labor of love right there. You had to actually sit there and burn those CDs. And back then, let me tell you, people, it took like 15 minutes if you had a really crappy CD burner to get one CD out.
Oh, yeah. You know, there was actually companies, CD duplication companies, that were making tons of money, you know, because you still had the stands in the malls selling mixtapes and CDs for quite some time. And, you know, if you made a mix, you could either pass it out, or you can try to, you know, shop it at the stands and, you know, have your stuff out. People come, and, you know, a lot of people were, that was their, you know, if you wanted to hear like electronic dance music or a mix, you would go to the mall and to the music stand and, you know, check out what was fresh and what was out. So that was one way of getting your stuff out there. But yeah, the burning it on your own, it definitely took some dedication and time, you know.
Now, are you currently signed to a record label?
I am not signed to a record label. I started my own recently called Soul Dance to the Techno. I decided to do that just because of the fact that, you know, one, I always wanted to start my own label. I just didn't think it was the right time back in the day, given, you know, all the things I've seen and done and experienced. You know, I came up with a strategy and plan to finally do it at this time. So, you know, I guess you can say I'm signed to my own record label. But nowadays, you, as an artist, you're pretty much left with promoting yourself. Even if you were to get signed to, you know, an indie label, a lot of it is put on the artist to push your own self as a brand, as well as your music.
So wait, just went through saying how you have to kind of put yourself out there in social media, and you have to also push your brand. What's the point of a label?
You can put out your own music without, if you actually want to sell it, there's electronic music stores that provide streaming as well as purchases, you know, of your music. And in order to get on there, you know, you either have to get picked up by a label or you have your own label. The difficult part now is getting your music signed. You know, a lot of these labels, they get shown tons of demos and promos. So, you know, if you plan on releasing something, you know, you can't expect it to be released, you know, in a month or two. You know, maybe, you know, you'll get it listened to in a couple months, and then, you know, if they like it, then they sign you. If they don't, then better luck with the next label that you sent your demo to. But having a label is just a great way to build your own brand, as well as sign other artists and release your own music and the type of music you want to release. You know, there's no one that can say yes or no, or you're your own decision maker.
So what type of artists are you looking to sign to your label?
Well, currently I am looking for local artists here in Chicago, whether it's pop, techno, even electronic. I really would like to focus on our artists here, because we have so many talented artists here in the city of Chicago that sometimes are overlooked, but I really would like to work with a lot of them here, you know, and hopefully get a number of different artists who would want to release music on my label.
Now, have you released anything new under your own label?
I have. Last week on the 25th was my first release on my label. The name of the EP is called Stab, actually spelled STTAEB. It is a 3-track EP, consists of an original, a vocal flip, and a remix by a friend of mine, Roji, is his artist name. He's here from Chicago, and that was the first release on my label. So far, it's been doing good. I've been seeing a lot of traffic on social media. Again, going back with the PR team that I'm working with, they've done a tremendous job of helping get the word out, and, you know, hopefully this is one of many releases that I'm looking forward to in the future, you know, with the amount of, I think, the early success that I'm seeing from it.
How long did it take you to create the song?
So I started the song in the summer of 2019. You know, I started it one night. I think I put together the main concept of it, you know, in a couple of hours, and then I took what I had, which I started on my laptop, I transferred over to my desktop in the studio, and I just laid out the complete track. You know, I would say I was probably in a week going back and forth, but then I put it off because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with that. I wasn't sure if I wanted to shop it around to a label or, you know, actually go forward and starting my own. I mean, I think that was a big decision making with this EP. So, you know, with the mastering and all, it took about a month. And, you know, after that, I think I made the decision to start my label and release it under my own imprint.
Now, this is your first song under your label. Did you have a party plan for this, or like a big cake or something?
You know, it's funny you said that. You know, there was a party, a release party that was planned. But given the circumstances that, you know, our country and our world is under, a lot of that has been put on hold. You know, and I was thinking of doing, you know, like a solo release stream where, you know, I would do like a live set, a big announcement. But I felt like, you know, there's a lot of streaming going around, DJ sets and performances. I wanted to put it off in order to maybe actually do like an actual release party once, and hopefully this is all over soon.
Well, you know, a party any time of the year is a good party, so that's going to be okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Now, you're right. With COVID-19 just being everywhere, and obviously we have to self-isolate, what are you doing to keep yourself busy right now?
I am planning for, you know, what's to come after this. You know, hopefully, you know, every week we're seeing a lot more new cases. So I feel the dates are getting pushed more and more with the closures and stuff. So, you know, I've been spending a lot more time in the studio, a lot of tracks that I started, I'm trying to finish up, working on my social media, because, you know, there's always something new that you can do and change and edit. And I'm just networking. I'm sending out promos to various artists throughout the world. You know, I have another close friend here in Chicago who I passed along the stems of our release that was put out for another remix to be done in the next couple months and to be re-released. So, you know, there's a few things that I'm doing now that I'm, I guess you could say, coped up in my apartment. Obviously, I have my two pups that keep me company. But yeah, you know, we're watching the news, we're keeping safe, we're keeping our distance. and hopefully this all passes soon.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find more information on my website. All my social media links are on there. It's www.danieldesjman.com. And if you have any questions, comments, or any type of concerns, I will definitely, you know, get back to you as soon as I can.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.